of my eyes, saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone, or could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said, oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. Saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight, and then he swept up from behind. He put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got. I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said that.
So this is episode 2 of the Behind the Lyrics podcast, where I look at songs and their lyrics and try to decipher their meanings. So today we're going to be looking at Ain't No Rest for the Wicked by Cage the Elephant. Personally, another one of my favorite songs. I love Cage the Elephant. So Cage the Elephant, a little background. They were formed in 2006 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They released their first album in 2008 titled Cage the Elephant. And this first song is off of their debut album, Cage Elephant. So looking at the title, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, what you get from that is the wicked never rest, basically is what the title means. I mean, the criminals, sort of evil doers of the world, never rest. It's basically another way of saying this title. I mean, that'll become more prevalent as we take a look at the lyrics here. So the first part is about an individual walking down the street, and he encounters a prostitute, essentially. The whole song is basically about a man walking down the street to his house, and then sort of meeting a couple people along the way, a couple encounters occurring that are really questionable, to say the least. So, the first part goes, I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone, and could you use a little company? If you can pay the right price, your evening will be nice, but you can go and send me on my way. And he responds, I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why did you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. So, let's take a look at this before we go any further. Basically, he's walking down the street. He sees this prostitute. She tries to offer him her services. And basically, he's like, why are you doing this? You're a beautiful young woman. Why are you out here on the street having sex for money, essentially? And she responds, oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh, no, I can't slow down. I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. So, yeah, basically, he's walking down the street, meets this prostitute. She tries to offer him her services. He's like, why are you doing this? She responds, I don't have any money. Money's not easy to come by. This is how I earn my living. And I'm going to keep earning it this way because I have to pay my bills. I got to feed my family until I die. I'm always going to be working until I die. I always have to have money until I finally die. And I'm never going to rest until that occurs, until I die. So I'm out here hustling because I need money, basically, is what she's saying. So yeah, this first part is just, you know, example, obviously, not someone you would sort of, see as evil, but, maybe someone looked down upon. Yeah, like, you don't want to be a prostitute. It's not a good career, obviously. But that's what this particular woman has chosen to do. So, that's how she earns her living, is basically what she's saying to the individual here. And then the next encounter is with a robber, basically, who just comes out of like an alleyway or whatever. So not even 15 minutes later, after walking down the street, when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight, and then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you've got. I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first, you know, I gotta ask, what made you want to live this kind of life? So the man comes out of an alleyway, comes up from behind of our individual here, and puts a gun up to his head. Give me all your money. He wants all the money that this guy's carrying. He doesn't want to take his life, but he wants his money. He's like, if you try to make a move, I'm not going to hesitate to pull the trigger and put a bullet in your head, essentially. Our individual is like, all right, man, you can have my cash, but why do you want to live this kind of life? And he responds the same way the prostitute did in the beginning. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh, no, I can't slow down. I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Essentially, the same reasoning as the prostitute, for the most part. Now, this is a guy you think of as pretty wicked, like a robber with a gun. He doesn't want to kill him. It explicitly says that in the song. So maybe this is sort of a, not an evil song, but more like, I'm doing what I can to get money type of deal. And, I don't know if I wouldn't call it evil, but it's a criminal action. He's sort of, coercing the guy to give him money. I mean, it's obviously not a good thing to do, but, yeah, I wouldn't call it like evil in that sense, but it's just basically he's putting a gun to the guy's head and saying, give me your money. It's not right. Obviously not the right thing to do. Neither is being a prostitute, but they're not evil. They're just sort of a wicked task, wicked situation, that these misfortunate, people are doing to this individual, trying to get money, try to pay bills, other expenses, essentially. So far, what you're getting from the song is these two people are hustling, trying to make money to survive. And they do that by, basically stealing from other people who are, you know, working 9-to-5 jobs, that kind of thing. Regular civilians, essentially. So, next part goes, the individual has gotten home, he's in his house watching TV, and he sees something on the news. So, Well, not a couple hours passed, and I was sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned on the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs. He'd taken money from the church. He'd stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't see much because I know we're all the same. Oh, yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. So this part is really, really interesting. He's sitting in his, on a, probably in a, like on a couch or whatever, watching TV. And he sees a preacher who has stolen the church's donations and put them in his bank account. So it's like a non-profit organization that this guy's stealing from. And it looks like he was the preacher, ironically, which is really, that's wicked. I mean, that's pretty wicked. That's evil. It's just, you know, stealing donations from a nonprofit religious organization that the man, was employed for. Pretty wicked. So I guess this just is like trying to show you, like, you see wicked happening out on the streets, and you see wicked happening on the news. The wicked are still not resting, no matter if it's outside or if it's in your house. You're always going to see people hustling up to criminal actions to get money, is basically what this song's about. And the last line is the really interesting part, where it says, "Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills." It's really interesting because when you think of a criminal or some type of robber, whatever, they're never sitting still. They're always hustling. They're always moving because they can't afford to get caught. So I guess that could be thrilling for some people, a thrilling lifestyle. But is it the right kind of thrilling in society? I wouldn't think so. But that's what these people are doing to try to get money and maybe to try to get that adrenaline rush. Who knows their whole reasoning behind their lifestyle, but it's what they've chosen. And the main reason looks to be money. And because money is always going to be needed, crimes are never going to stop. And then the last part of the song goes, oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. Oh no, we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. So, this part, if you've noticed, it switches from I to we. So does that mean we all have a little wicked in us? Maybe this last part of the song could really just be about we all, the whole human race, is wicked in some way. I don't know. It could just be painting a bigger picture that everyone messes up. Everyone does something bad in their lifetime. No one's perfect. Because that's just the reality of life. You're always going to try to cut corners. You're always going to try to avoid things, harder things, to get money easier or succeed easier, whatever your end goal may be. It's natural as a human to try to make things easier for yourself, whether that's cutting corners by, you know, cheating on a test, for example, or, you know, or stealing from someone's house because you see a wallet laying on their kitchen table and you swipe it. It's free $20, you know. It's humans are, in at least in this song's perspective here, humans are naturally bad. And the wicked criminal tasks that humans do are never going to end until we're all dead. It's basically what the song's about. The song's about wicked people and criminals and crimes are never going to stop because money's going to be needed. There's other reasons why. Maybe you want that thrill. But either way, crimes are never going to stop because there's always a reason behind it. And basically it's for survival of, especially something you see in like lower income neighborhoods or something like that, where, or even lower income countries, especially like, you know, El Salvador or whatever, where you see drug trafficking, stuff like that. Like there's not a steady stream of employment opportunities, so people turn to wicked tasks to survive and make money. It's essentially what the song's about. You can compare it to any sort of aspect in life, whether it's, you know, drug trafficking we see on the TV all the time, or if you're walking in your local town and you see someone getting robbed. It happens on a daily basis somewhere. So the wicked are always up to something, whether it's robbing or murdering, and it's never going to stop till every human is pretty much dead or the whole human race is extinct. So yeah, pretty evil or negative, pessimistic opinion of the human race is obvious in this song. But nevertheless, one of my favorite songs. I love it. Basically, I've been listening to it ever since it came out. So just a great song. Really, really applicable to life. I mean, obviously, you see it, this kind of thing, this theme of the song occur in everyday life. So very interesting. Very interesting perspective, and I love this song. All right, so that's episode 2 of the Behind the Lyrics podcast. And yeah, stay tuned for episode 3.